Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most useful kinds of movement in drum and bass, shuffle that feels alive, but still hits hard. We're in Ableton Live 12, and the vibe is jungle meets modern D&B. Think dusty vocal soul, tight drum programming, ghost percussion, and just enough swing to give the groove swagger without making it floppy. The big idea here is simple. Don't rely on one obvious swung element. Stack the shuffle across a few layers so it feels human, controlled, and musical. Start by setting your project around 174 BPM. That's a great home base for old-school flavor D&B, because the energy stays urgent and the vocal edits cut through nicely. For your session, keep it clean and organized. You want a drum rack for your core drums, an audio track or simpler track for chopped vocals, a bass track for your sub or reese, and maybe a return for space effects like delay and reverb. Nothing fancy yet. We are building the pocket first. Now pick the right vocal source. This part matters a lot. Shuffle reads really clearly in vocals, especially if the phrase has consonants, breaths, or short vowel tails. Those little details behave almost like percussion. A sung phrase, a spoken line, or even a single ad lib can work really well, as long as it has personality. Avoid a long, smooth vocal at this stage. You want something that can be chopped into rhythmic fragments. Warp it carefully. If the material is rhythmic, beats mode can work great. If it needs more natural pitch handling, Complex Pro may be better. But don't overprocess it yet. Trim it to one or two bars, consolidate when the timing feels right, and keep those edits clean. Next, build the foundation. Before you add any shuffle, get your kick and snare locked in. In D&B, the backbeat has to stay authoritative. Put your snare on 2 and 4, support it with kick placement that works with the bass, and add a restrained hat pulse. Closed hats on steady 16THs are fine, but keep the velocities modest. The groove should feel tight before it feels swung. On the drum group, a little drum bus can help bring punch. Keep it subtle. Maybe a touch of drive, a little transience, and only enough crunch to make the drums feel alive. Use EQA to clean up unnecessary low end in the hats and percussion. If the top end feels too sterile, a tiny bit of saturator can add grit. The goal is tight and dry here. The shuffle layer will bring the motion. Now let's talk about swing. Ableton's groove pool is perfect for this, but the trick is restraint. In D&B, too much swing can make the groove lazy, and that kills impact. Start with a subtle groove, something in the 54-58% range for 16THs, if it feels right. You can also try an 8-note swing, if you want more of that old-school breakbeat lilt. Apply the groove mostly to hats, percussion, and vocal chops. Leave the kick and snare mostly stable. That contrast is what makes it feel powerful. The drums stay locked, while the top layer leans around them. That's the pocket we want. A good teacher-style reminder here: if the groove feels cool when soloed but the snare loses impact in context, back off the timing before you reach for EQ or compression. The backbeat is sacred in D&B. Keep checking it against the full loop. Now chop the vocal like a drum break, not like a full lyric. This is where the character really starts to show. Slice the phrase into short fragments, either manually or with simpler in slice mode. Then place those slices on off-grid positions like the E, the and, or the A of the bar. Don't fill every space. Leave some breath. That empty space is part of the groove. A strong move is to place a vocal slice just before the snare, or just after it. That tiny offset creates anticipation or response, and in jungle and old-school D&B, that call-and-response feel is a huge part of the vibe. You're not trying to make a full-sung performance. You're turning the voice into a rhythmic instrument. Also, don't be afraid of a tiny bit of imperfection. One slice can sit a hair early, another a hair late. That inconsistency can feel more human than a perfectly repeated grid. Once the vocal pattern is working, add ghost percussion to reinforce the shuffle. This could be a shaker, a rimshot, a muted conga, a tiny break fragment, or even a short noise tick. Put these in the spaces between the main drum hits. Use velocity to create conversation. Strong hits for the main accents, quiet hits for the ghosts. This is a really good place to make the groove feel like it's breathing. Ghost hits around the E's and A's, little details before the snare, and a few extra textures under the vocal all help make the loop feel alive. If you want a dirtier jungle edge, lightly process the ghost layer with saturator, a touch of redux, or some gentle soft clipping. Keep it tucked, though. The ghost should support the groove, not crowd it. Now glue the whole thing together with group processing. Route your drums, vocal chops, and shuffle percussion into a bus or group. On that bus, try light compression, maybe a 2:1 or 4:1 ratio, with a moderate attack, so the transients stay snappy. You only need a couple dB of gain reduction on peaks. Then add a touch of drum bus if you want more edge, and use utility for width or mono checks. If the vocal is stepping on the snare, don't panic and over-EQ it. Often a simple volume dip is enough. If needed, sidechain the vocal group lightly to the drum bus or the snare. Keep it subtle. You want the vocal to duck out of the way just enough to let the drums punch through, then return quickly. A great workflow move here is to shape the pocket with automation rather than constant processing. That means moving the filter cutoff, delay send, reverb amount, or even the vocal brightness over time. For example, start with a filtered vocal shuffle in the intro, then open it up for the drop. Or throw a bit of echo on the last syllable of a phrase to create a little call and response moment. That's one of the best parts of this style. The shuffle can evolve. If it stays exactly the same for too long, it becomes a loop instead of a track. So think in sections. Maybe the first 8 bars are filtered and sparse, then the full snare and ghost hats arrive, then the vocal phrase doubles the groove for a few bars, before pulling back. In a transition, mute the vocal for half a bar. Sometimes subtraction creates more energy than adding another fill. Keep the low end separate and disciplined. The sub and bass need to stay mono and solid, usually below around 120 Hz. High pass the vocal shuffle, so it lives above the bass energy, often somewhere around 120 to 220 Hz depending on the source. The shuffle should sit in the upper mids and top rhythm space. That way the kick, snare, and sub remain huge, while the vocal and percussion carry the motion and emotion. If you've got a Reese bass line, try making it answer the vocal instead of constantly sitting under it. That call and response between vocal chop and bass phrase can sound massive. One bar the vocal leads, the next bar the bass replies. That arrangement clarity is a big reason the style works so well. Here's a strong practical approach for your loop. Make the vocal bright and tight first, then duplicate or resample it into a darker, dustier version. The bright version gives you the rhythmic clarity. The darker one gives you soul, weight, and that sample-based old-school feel. You can tuck the darker layer underneath, maybe filtered and slightly saturated, so it feels like a ghost of the main phrase. And if you want to push it further, try resampling the whole top loop. Bounce the vocal shuffle and percussion together, then re-import it, and chop it again. That often creates a more authentic jungle texture than programming forever in MIDI. It's one of those classic moves that instantly makes things feel less computer perfect and more like a found sample. A few quick trouble spots to watch for. Don't overshuffle the whole kit. Keep the kick and snare mostly stable. Don't let vocal chops run full range and muddy the mix. Don't use too much swing all at once. And don't let every bar repeat identically. The best ENB grooves are alive because they evolve in small ways. For a great 50-minute practice, do this. Load a short vocal phrase, chop it into 6 to 10 slices, build a 174 BPM drum loop, apply subtle groove to the hats and vocal slices, add one echo throw on the final vocal fragment of bar 2, and lightly compress the group. Then make one 4-bar variation where bar 1 and 2 are sparse, bar 3 gets more swing, and bar 4 drops one element before the loop repeats. If that section feels musical even with the bass muted, you're on the right track. So the main takeaway is this. Shuffle in DNB works best as layered microsyncopation. Not a gimmick, not a lazy swing preset, a carefully stacked top rhythm that gives you motion, swagger, and soul while keeping the kick, snare, and sub locked in place. That contrast between dusty vocal character and modern punch is where the magic lives. In the next step, keep experimenting with timing, velocity, resampling, and automation. Small moves make a huge difference here. And once you hear that pocket start to breathe, you'll know you've got it.